Muriel descended into full-on panic mode. What had happened was the exact opposite of what she believed. Keep your head down, work hard, and you'll get properly rewarded. She wanted everyone she worked with to feel happy and supported, but she somehow got punished for it. What was the cause of Muriel's downfall? She was focused on pleasing others and gaining their approval, and put her actual job priority second. She wasn't doing what she was hired to do, and was only acting to prevent feelings of rejection. In hindsight, it's no surprise what happened to her. Muriel was, in short, a people pleaser, and a stark illustration of how self-defeating people pleasing can be. What is people pleasing? Generosity and friendliness are excellent qualities to possess. They help communication and cooperation between people. They're necessary in order for societies to get along. In almost every scenario, they beat the alternatives of selfishness and hostility. These are traits that are beaten into our heads from childhood, for good reason. But don't confuse people-pleasing as generosity and friendliness. They may appear identical from the outside, but what drives a generous person versus a people-pleaser couldn't be more different. A people-pleaser is kind to a fault, as you can see from Muriel's example. The drive for their kindness is not that it's just the right way to be, or that they want to enrich people's lives. Instead of coming from a secure desire to make the world a better place, people-pleasing stems from insecurity, fear, and shame. A people-pleaser is worried about rejection. They have a need, as we all do, to be accepted and treasured, to be loved. But in people-pleasers, this need is amplified to the extent that they will bend over backward just to not lose that love or acceptance. They are driven by avoiding negative consequences rather than creating positive possibilities. Additionally, they feel that they are always on the brink of rejection. So this urgency causes a type of panic that is categorized by doing anything possible. People-pleasing is a defensive act, whereas genuine concern and generosity are affirmative practices. The people-pleaser at the same time also seeks approval, because approval is the sign that there has been no rejection. This is why they will jump through hoops for a simple smile and thank you. These elements taken together create someone who feels that they must always be serving others in order to be accepted. Some specific impulses are detailed below. How familiar do they sound to you? People-pleasers are always cheerful in all situations, on the outside. A people-pleaser never complains about anything. They have no apparent negative feelings. They have a smile on their face every moment they're awake, at least when others are observing. They think they're doing so to make everyone around them feel happy, when in fact, their sunshiny behavior is probably making those people uneasy. They are more transparent than they realize, and being around someone who is obviously putting a false face on is off-putting and uncomfortable. At best, it seems dishonest. At worst, it's manipulative. People-pleasers never assert what they think, believe, or want, even if they are unhappy. With people-pleasers, it's all about everyone else. If they're going out with someone, they'll never recommend what to do or where to go. They'll never speak up if they're having a terrible time. They don't want to ever be the reason for unhappiness or dissatisfaction. They simply agree with the general statement of the group rather than risk rejection or being an outcast. They feel, whether accurately or not, that they are fine with everything. This allows resentment to build up little by little over time until they are a volcano waiting to erupt. People-pleasers promise to do everything for everyone, even if they hate it or are lying. People-pleasers are in the habit of offering the moon and the stars to their friends. They'll pledge to do things their friends don't want to do or things they know will delight their friends and earn a reaction of, "Thank you so much, you're the best." But people-pleasers don't necessarily plan on actually doing these things. They just say they will with the intent to gain temporary approval.